Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding, February 24th, 2026. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Deuteronomy 6:6-7. To truly understand the weight of Deuteronomy 6:6-7, we must place it in its historical and biblical setting. Deuteronomy was written by Moses under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit near the end of his life during Israel's long season of transition between slavery in Egypt and settlement in the Promised Land. The book takes the form of a series of final sermons and speeches delivered to the new generation of Israelites who had grown up wandering in the wilderness. Their parents had left Egypt but died before entering the land because of their own disobedience. Now, standing on the plains of Moab and preparing to cross the Jordan River, this new generation needed to hear God's instructions clearly and personally. This moment was a turning point in Israel's story. The people were about to receive land, homes, fields, and stability, blessings they had never known. With blessing, however, came danger. Moses knew that comfort often leads to spiritual drift. In Egypt and the wilderness, the people depended on God for daily survival. But once they settled into a land of abundance, they might forget the God who rescued them. They might adopt the values, idols, and lifestyles of the surrounding nations. Moses understood that the greatest threat to Israel's future was not military defeat, but spiritual forgetfulness. This is why Deuteronomy 6 plays such a crucial role in the book. It follows directly after the Ten Commandments and contains the Shema, Israel's most important confession. Here, oh Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Immediately after declaring God's identity and authority, Moses explains how that truth must shape everyday life. God's words were not meant to remain distant on scrolls or to be remembered only during public worship. They were meant to live inside his people, on your heart, and to be taught intentionally to the next generation. In ancient Israel, the family was the primary place where faith was formed. Parents were responsible for feeding and protecting their children, and they were responsible for passing on the knowledge of God and his works. Moses' command to teach these words diligently was not a small request. It was a calling that would shape the spiritual future of the entire nation. If one generation forgot the Lord, the whole community would suffer. But if each generation faithfully taught God's word, Israel's identity would remain strong and their covenant with God would endure. Understanding this background helps us see why these verses still matter today. God's people must always guard against forgetfulness, and the home remains one of the most important places where faith is nurtured. The call Moses gave Israel on the edge of the Promised Land is the same call God gives us now. Let his word take root deeply in our hearts and intentionally guide how we shape the next generation. Take action. Open your Bible and read Deuteronomy 6:1-12. Notice how Moses connects obedience, memory, worship, and generational faithfulness. Pay attention to repeated themes and commands. They help reveal why verses 6 and 7 are central.